Certainly, purity is of the utmost importance. For those of us who are Christians, we recognize that we cannot maintain a relationship with God without that purity. Joseph, of course, was a man of great purity. And we all recall the time when Potiphar's wife wanted to have her way with him, but he refused to do so. And you remember, it was because he refused to sin against God. And that really needs to be the mentality of all of us who are Christians. We need to do everything we can to stay as far away from sin as we possibly can. I believe the passage of Scripture that was used in the back with the other classes was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from every form of evil. And that needs to be the attitude that we have as we go through life, that we're not going to try to get as close to sin as we can, but instead we're going to stay as far away from sin as we possibly can. And it's surprising sometimes why it is that even the people of God want to flirt with sin. Right? We want to get as close to sin as we possibly can without sinning. You'd be surprised some of the questions that sometimes I'm asked as a gospel preacher. In fact, I remember once we had a Bible form at a church where I was attending, and we had to have that because there was a problem with some of our members going to some of these modern dances and that sort of thing, and wanting to go to the prom and that, and you know, things like that. And so we had an open form about it. And we dealt with the modern dance and the things that are involved, even not only in the dance itself, things like lasciviousness and all of that, but even the atmosphere of what's going on in those kinds of places. And I had a fellow raise his hand, and he said, "Don, well, if we can't go to those dances, is it all right if we go to a bar as long as we don't drink?" Really? And then a little bit later, someone else all of a sudden had a question about mixed swimming. You know, go swimming together, men and women, boys and girls, swimming together in a pool. And this was in a conservative Church of Christ. And it's the mentality. Well, can I do this as long as I don't actually participate in this particular sin? And I would argue that going to places where that is full of sin on purpose, there are sometimes situations when we can't help but to be around sin, but to purposely put yourself in that kind of atmosphere, at the very least, is bad judgment, and at most would be sin itself. But that aside, why do we even have that mentality? Why not listen to what Paul says here in this particular passage? Abstain from every form of evil. I think the King James says, abstain from every appearance of evil. And the point of it is, we need to stay as far away from sin as we possibly can. Turn your Bibles just for a moment over to 2 Corinthians. I think of this passage when I think of that verse there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and you might remember down at verse 14, Paul says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" And I'll continue there in a minute, but whenever I read that, I think of 1 John chapter 1. You remember where John reminds us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Like, God is pure in an absolute sense. He is impeccably pure. He is morally perfect. And He can't have anything to do with sin because there is no darkness in Him at all. He can't tolerate sin. He can't sympathize with sin. And He certainly can't have any fellowship with sin. And it's why John goes on to say, of course, in verse 7, that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And it reminds us of how important it is, if we want a relationship with God, to remain pure. But here, Paul says that he asks the question of what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from among their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord. And touch no unclean thing, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, said the Lord Almighty. And he continues, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Come out from among them. And I like what he says here at verse 17. Touch no unclean thing. And that reminds me of another passage. It reminds me of Genesis chapter 3 when sin was introduced. And we think of Adam and Eve and what they did, and Eve as she was tempted by the devil. And you remember that they were commanded not to eat of the forbidden tree. And, of course, we always think in our mind, when they ate of that tree, they sinned against God. And that's right, of course. But you forget, sometimes we forget the whole passage. They were not only not to eat of that tree, but go back and read it. God said, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So God, he knows us better than we know ourselves. He wanted Adam and Eve not only to not eat of that tree, because obviously that would be sin. He didn't want them to even touch that fruit. God knew that once they got that fruit in their hand and felt the texture of it and smelled the goodness of it, that it was inevitable that they would bite into it. And so he told them not only not to eat it, but don't even touch it. Really, they should have stayed as far away from that tree as they possibly could. But we like to flirt with sin. And we do the same thing today. We need to listen to Paul. We need to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Now, just quickly, if you're here tonight and maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ, you can't abstain from evil. Evil is in your life. It is a part of you until you allow your sins to be taken away. No matter how good you are, you might be a good person, striving to live morally upright, but once you sin one time, now sin is in you. And the only way you can get rid of it is through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to obey the gospel. Acts 2 at verse 38, repent and be baptized through every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the forgiveness of sins. If you want your sins forgiven, if you want your sins taken off of your account, you have to obey the gospel of Christ. Then you can walk in the light and be in fellowship with God. But not a moment before you obey the gospel. Will you repent? Will you be baptized? While you have the opportunity, I hope you will. Come forward as we're together.